I can't stop talking to Patty just because she and Susan aren't talking. But, well, but if I don't, Susan will stop talking to me. And...
Well, that is a dilemma, dear.
And Ronnie, this boy they're not talking over. Honestly, you wouldn't believe anybody could be so insipid.
Well, why don't Patty and Susan stop talking to him so that the three of you can talk to each other?
Jeff's home.
I'll just tell dear.
Mom! Mom! I'm in here, dear.
Who do you think is the new editor of the school newspaper?
Who?
Me!
Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful. Oh, Mary, aren't you proud of your brother?
Well, congratulations, Scoopstone.
Thanks. You know that school's going to have a real live newspaper now?
Oh, I'm sure it will. But how spicy can a cookie drive be?
I have to think of something for my first editorial. Something that will get...
Daddy? Sounds like Jeff again.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. Who do you...
Hold it. Who do you think's going to be named head of pediatrics at the hospital?
Oh, Alex. Congratulations,
Daddy,
dear.
That's fabulous.
Thank you. Oh. Of course, the board has to approve, but Dr. Harmon says that's just routine.
Flash, Dr. Alex Stone has just been named head of pediatrics.
Oh, the new editor of the school paper.
Really? Well, congratulations, old man.
Thanks, Dad. Same to you.
Mother, the men in our family have really had a big day.
Oh, they certainly have, dear.
You know, I think you'll make the best newspaper editor since Horace Greeley.
And I think you'll make the best head pediatrician since Dr. Kildare.
Well?
Well, who do you think lowered the hem on Mary's dress today? I know how hospitals are about germs, but I still think a newborn infant should be in the same room as its mother.
No, I agree with you, dear. And when I'm head of the department, that'll be my first change. I'll put the mothers in the nursery.
I can just see all those grinning strangers wiggling their ears at us through the window. How much longer are you going to work, dear? It's getting late.
Well, not too much longer, Mom. Gotta put the bulldog edition to bed.
Newspaper talk.
Oh, when that boy gets serious, he's serious.
The power of the press. After all, he's in a position to influence public opinion.
How do they expect me to get out of interesting paper with this stuff my reporters bring in? Mrs. Holton, popular A5 teacher, home with the virus. Get well quick.
Oh, Mrs. Holton's sick. I'm sorry to hear that.
The B6 class is going to Hilldale Park for a morning of bird watching. If they get lucky, they might find a Tony Pippet.
Well, after all, honey, the purpose of the paper is to report the school activities.
Look at this, Jeff. The city council suspects someone has been dipping into the building commission's bankroll.
That's the kind of news I need.
Why don't you investigate the PTA's milk fund? There's the treasurer.
And expose your own mother. Besides, I couldn't help it, dear. I'm just bad at arithmetic.
Now, don't try to sway a crusading reporter.
You're not helping me any, Dad. I need something I can write about.
Oh, honey, stop worrying. It'll be the best newspaper the school ever had. Oh, by the way, have you finished your homework for tonight?
Not yet. You know, that Mrs. Walters got a bug for homework. Besides, I gotta write the editorial first. We go to press tomorrow.
Newspaper talk.
I know. But don't neglect your homework, dear.
How would it look under your own byline? Editor flunks English.
I guess he just got an idea for his editorial.
Mother, I was just talking to Susan on the phone, and this whole thing is getting more and more complicated.
What's the latest development, dear?
Well, Susan wants Patty thrown out of the club for unethical behavior at a dance, and she wants me to testify that I overheard Patty ask Ronnie to take her home. Now, I can't take sides.
Well, what exactly is the issue?
Oh, it's very simple. Both Patty and Susan are simply mad about this insipid boy, Ronnie. But if Mary talks to either of them, then the other won't talk to her, and she can't stop talking.
Never mind. I shouldn't have asked.
Well, I can't imagine why you're not intrigued.
Honey, it seems to me...
Hold it, everybody!
Stop the presses. This is a bombshell.
Listen to this. Homework.
That's a very good beginning, dear.
It is my opinion that some of the teachers assign too much homework. I think that this is wrong.
Jeff, you're not going to put that in the school newspaper.
Why not? It's my opinion, and I'm the editor.
The power of the press. Honey, I know you're the editor.
I'm going to print it.
Well, I'll say one thing. It has more news appeal than Mrs. Holton's virus.
Without mentioning names, I think that some of the teachers pile on homework just to punish the students. Pretty good, huh?
Jeffrey, may I see you for a moment, please?
Too much homework. It's about time someone said something about it.
That's right, especially. When's the paper coming out?
Just as soon as the faculty advisor okays the copy.
It took courage, Jeff.
What do you mean, courage, Rick? I'm the editor. I don't have to write about cookie drives and birds. See you guys later. Yes, Mrs. Walter?
I've been reading the copy for tomorrow's edition. You have a flair for reporting.
Thank you, Mrs. Walter.
Mrs. Holton at home in critical condition. We hope she pulls through. Mrs. Holton's cold is much better.
Maybe we can run an extra.
Jeffrey, your editorial is extremely well written. But we can't print it.
Oh, why not? Excuse me, I mean, why not?
Because I think the question of homework should be left to the discretion of the teacher.
Well, gosh, Mrs. Walter, we're the ones who have to do it. Some teachers pile on homework like there's no tomorrow.
I imagine you had me in mind.
Well, I didn't mention any names.
Well, this matter has been brought up and discussed before PTA meetings. And none of the parents have complained.
Well, sure, but they don't have to do it.
Parents are concerned with your welfare. And remember, they all did homework at one time.
They must be trying to get even.
Jeffrey, I don't want you to think this is censorship. But I'm afraid this decision is one that has to be made by the teachers and not the students. I'm sorry. It was well written.
Thanks. Maybe that's what was wrong with it.
Wouldn't you like to put something else in place of the editorial?
I guess so. Melanie Phillips just got new braces. That's okay with you. Freedom of the press. Boy, that's a laugh.
Honey, I know how you feel, but don't make it sound like truth has been silenced forever.
Arithmetic homework. Pages 63 to 71 inclusive. Takes about a second to say it, but 3 hours to do it.
Not to mention the hour you spend complaining before you start.
You want me to be cheerful about it?
Would that be asking too much?
What gives teachers the right to run my life after school's over?
Honey, we have to trust teachers' judgment. After all, they're qualified. They take special courses, special examinations.
And if one of the questions is, do you like kids? I'll bet they say no.
Honey, your father and I sometimes refuse you permission to do things. Does that mean that we don't like you?
I think I'll resign.
Jeff, you can run your newspaper without becoming involved in controversial subjects like homework.
Flash, Mrs. Holton will pull through.
That's a nice item.
Now Patty has quit the club, and she says if I stay, it means I agree with Susan, and what's the matter with him?
Oh, our poor editor has had his homework editorial rejected.
Oh, I think that's terrible. I really do, Jeff.
See, even Mary agrees with me.
Well, she was once an overworked child herself.
Jeff, you know, once one of my teachers told me that the only reason they give homework is to make sure the kids will stay out of trouble.
Well, what do they think I'd do if I had some spare time? Knock over a bank?
Jeff, I know you're a newspaper man, but do you have to be so vivid?
Well, it's certainly good to finish early for a change.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetie. Well, what's the matter with Jeff?
He had his editorial on homework blue-penciled by Mrs. Walter.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff.
It's just like Mark Twain said. Everybody's sorry to hear it, but nobody does anything about it.
Mark Twain said that? Well, the first duty of a newspaper man is to quote accurately.
Well, the first duty of a newspaper is to keep its readers informed.
Mary's on his side.
Now, look, Jeff. If, in Mrs. Walter's opinion, your article is not a fit topic for the school newspaper...
Why are you always sticking up for the teachers? You've known me longer.
Trust teachers with your education. Therefore, we must trust them in all matters relating to education.
Doesn't it worry you that I can't say what's on my mind?
It never occurred to me that could happen.
I think it violates the First Amendment of the Constitution.
She's on his side.
Well, Mrs. Walter may not agree, but I think that the students have a right to read it. And I have a right to write it.
And Mrs. Walter has a right to refuse to print it.
I'm going to wash my hands.
He's a little rough on a boy with ideas, but he's got to understand the situation.
Well, Daddy, he may understand it, but I don't think he'll accept it.
But couldn't we get in trouble?
Patrick Henry could have gotten into trouble, too. Besides, I'm doing it. Don't get panicky.
It's my printing press.
How do you feel about every guy's right to say what he thinks?
Well, I'm for it, but...
How do you feel about too much homework?
Okay, start cranking.
Jeff, the fourth grade's going to be with you all the way.
Jeffrey, come into the classroom, please.
We who are about to die salute you.
Allowed to stay that night in the hospital?
Well, because under certain circumstances, the presence of the mother might do more harm than good.
Oh, this laundry.
Daddy, how could a mother ever cause harm?
Well, a lot of the hospitals are beginning to look into that situation. As soon as I get my appointment, I'll bring it up to the board.
I got fired from the newspaper.
Why?
Because I passed out my editorial at school. Printed up at my own expense, too.
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry. I don't mean about the money.
Consider yourself lucky. For deliberate disobedience like that, I would have had you suspended from school.
Gee, Jeff, passing out pamphlets at school, that makes you sort of an anarchist.
Oh, honey, an anarchist throws bombs at royalty.
Shouting down with tyranny.
A fella gets into trouble, instead of his family backing him up, they all hit him over the head.
Well, Jeff, we can't back you up when you're wrong.
Well, even if I was, which I wasn't, isn't a family supposed to stick together?
Well, that's right, Daddy. My country, may she always be right, but my country, right or wrong.
In sickness and in health.
Did you stop throwing slogans at me? Are you defending his actions?
No. I may not agree with what he did, but I defend to death his right to say it.
I wish somebody in this family would quote accurately.
God bless our happy home.
Come on, Jeff. You had a right to submit that editorial. Mrs. Walter had a right to reject it, and that's the only issue.
Okay. But I got a right to be unhappy.
Yes, you do, dear. Nobody can take that from you. But please don't.
Just remember Galileo.
Galileo?
If it'll help any, Jeff, I admire the fight you put up.
We all do.
But all other issues aside, Jeff, your homework has to be done tonight.
Pop, the way I feel about it now, it only depressed me.
Well, think happy thoughts while you work, dear.
Jeff, if you need me, I'll be glad to help.
Oh, Jeff. It's so difficult for a boy his age to understand these questions of moral behavior.
Yeah, but we can't just let him think that Miss Walters misused her authority.
Oh, no, we have to back her up. But Jeff honestly thinks he had a right to do what he did.
Well, honey, he'll think of a new crusade next week and forget all about this one.
Daddy, you don't know Jeff very well if you think he's giving up. That little brother of mine is very imaginative.
The assignment for tonight will be... Patricia, would you collect last night's homework, please?
I didn't do any homework. I'm not prepared, Mrs. Walter.
All right, Jeff. Patricia, would you collect the rest, please?
Not prepared.
Not prepared.
Hi there.
I got a call from the board,
and they want to discuss my appointment tomorrow. Maybe we ought to plan a little party. What's the matter?
Well, I got a phone call, too, from Mrs. Walter.
Yeah?
Mary's imaginative brother didn't turn in his homework.
I specifically told that boy he had to do his homework.
Oh, he did his homework, but he just didn't turn it in.
Why not? What does he hope to accomplish?
Four other of the boys didn't turn in their homework, either.
Because Jeff didn't.
The leader.
No, I don't like where he's leading them.
Where is the head of the underground?
Oh, Alex, Mrs. Walter asked me not to tell Jeff that she'd called.
Why not?
Well, you know, Mrs. Walter's very understanding. She knows that Jeff is disappointed, and, well, she feels certain that he'll turn in his work tomorrow.
Supposing he doesn't?
Well, don't look at me. You're his father.
Patricia, would you collect last night's homework, please?
I don't have my homework today, Mrs. Walter.
Is there something wrong at home, dear?
No, I'm just not prepared.
I see. Would you collect the rest, please?
Well, of course I'd want you to call. And thank you, Mrs. Walter. You've been more than understanding about the problem. Yes, but Dr. Stone and I certainly can't condone the method he's using. Yes, I will. And thank you again. Goodbye. Don't you give me that abused look, Jeff. It's Miss Walter's responsibility to call me when something happens at school.
Well, I like Mrs. Walter.
Well, then why are you leading this revolt in her class?
Jeff, if you think you have homework now, just wait until you get into high school.
At this rate, you'll never make it.
Oh, there's Daddy coming home. Wait till he finds out.
No, wait till he sits down, dear. Poor Daddy's been up since 6:30 this morning.
Hi, honey.
Hi, dear. You tired?
Well, a little. I think every kid in Hilldale picked today to have a runny nose.
Oh, maybe you ought to go right to bed, Dad.
Huh?
Maybe you ought to go right to bed.
They haven't all stopped. Oh, incidentally, Dr. Winston got the appointment as head of pediatrics.
Oh, Alex. I'm terribly sorry.
Daddy, that's unfair. You do all the work. You deserve it.
I thought that Dr. Winston was sort of semi-retired.
Yeah, that's what they thought. But then the board discovered that he really wanted the recognition, and they felt he'd given so many years to the hospital that he deserved it.
Poor Daddy, you must be so disappointed.
Maybe a little.
Well, now you know how I feel. About school, I mean.
Oh, the revolt has spread. No one in his class turned in homework.
Jeff, why should I know how you feel? Is there some parallel between what happened at the hospital and at school?
Well, sure.
Well, supposing I do feel a little resentment, what do I do now?
Quit.
Daddy leave the hospital?
Well, what would happen to all of his patients?
Well, I didn't mean that exactly.
Well, what did you mean?
Well, I think Jeff meant that he feels an injustice has been done, and he wants to register a protest.
Well, see? Even Mom agrees with me.
Oh, no, dear. I was just trying to explain what you meant.
Jeff, did Mrs. Walter stop teaching after this incident?
Nope. She went right on.
And she has a lot more homework to do than you have. She has all of the lessons to prepare and the papers to grade.
Well, so what? She knows all the answers.
But only in arithmetic, Jeff. And in all the other subjects, she has to comment at night on her own time.
Well, why doesn't she complain to the principal?
Jeff, did you have a nice time on your vacation last summer?
Well, sure. That's what vacations are for, aren't they?
Where do you think Mrs. Walters spent her vacation? At the university, taking special courses.
On her own time.
And teachers have to pay their own tuition at summer school.
So you see, Jeff, disappointment doesn't have to mean defeat. I can't quit. Mrs. Walter doesn't quit. You figure that out for yourself.
I'm going to the office for a minute. If anyone has any homework, put it on my desk, please.
A couple more days, we really got her. She can't suspend the whole class. What are you doing?
What's it look like?
You're the guy who started all this. You Welchin?
Jeff, we trust you, but we all went out on a limb. What happened?
What'd you do on your vacation last year, Rick?
I went to camp.
Did you have a good time?
Sure. After I got rid of the hives.
Well, Mrs. Walter went to school on her vacation. She took courses so she could teach us better.
You're breaking my heart. Why did you get us all in trouble with this too much homework campaign and then quit?
Well, I didn't quit. I'm still against it, but this isn't the way to beat it.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, we don't want to grow up to be ignorant. And, well, besides, there's a difference between fighting for something you believe in and quitting.
But I only did part of the homework.
You can make it up this weekend.
Thank you, children. Have a nice weekend.
Same to you, Mrs. Walter.
Where are the kids?
Oh, Mary's on the phone, and our editor will be a little late. His paper comes out today.
Well, you know, I think it's pretty nice of Mrs. Walter to give him his job back after that hornet's nest he stirred up.
Well, you know Mrs. Walter, firm but fair. Yeah. And after all, our peerless leader was personally responsible for calling off the revolt.
Oh, by the way, you know Dr. Winston agrees with you about mothers and new infants?
Oh, that's wonderful. The nursery always seems so far away.
Mother.
Mommy, can I go to a party a week from this Saturday?
Well, I think so. Is somebody going to take you?
Mm-hmm. Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Isn't he Mr. Insipid?
Oh, you never really get to know a boy until you know him. He's very intelligent. He's really deep.
Well, what about Patty and Susan, won't they?
Mother, they could never understand a sensitive boy like Ronnie. They're going to the party with the Borden twins. Good looking, but icky. Thank you.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's very simple. This boy, Ronnie, has great depth and sensitivity. But Patty and Susan are only interested in surface charm. Now, Mary...
Never mind.
Hi!
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, is that the school paper?
Mm-hmm.
Flash, Miss Allison taking leave of absence to Middle Isla with school dentist. Well, you've certainly perked up the format.
Is that pretty little second grade teacher? Well, how did you find out?
Well, I saw them having lunch together every day, so I just walked over and asked what was up.
A good reporter makes his own news. Well, listen to the editor's statement. Absolute freedom of the press to discuss public questions is a foundation stone of American liberty.
Why, Jeff, that's beautiful. You see, Mrs. Walter doesn't mind if you make strong statements in your paper as long as they're not inflammatory.
What could she do? I didn't say it. Herbert Hoover did.